This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday announced that the government will soon bring the National Counter-Terrorism Policy and Strategy to Fight Terrorism and Terrorist Ecosystem. Inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency in New Delhi, Shah said, in the last 10 years since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism and the call for zero tolerance against terrorism has been hailed all around the globe. He also said that a strong ecosystem has been developed to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. Giving a boost to mutual relations between India and Bhutan, Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurated the Daranga Immigration Check Post in the presence of Bhutan's Prime Minister Leonchen Dasho Shering Dobge in Tamulpur district yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the governor hailed the inauguration as historic and termed it the emergence of an opportune time for mutual friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan, with Assam being the center of all activities. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs B. Sanjay Kumar, Union Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita, and Minister of Act East Policy Affairs of Assam Chandramohan Patwari attended and spoke on the occasion. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state government is planning to establish three more medical colleges in the state on PPP mode. He said that the medical colleges will be in East Siang, Namsai and West Kameng districts. Khandu made this announcement while speaking at the induction ceremony of the 2024-25 batch of the Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences in Itanagar yesterday. From this academic year, the number of seats for MBBS course in this institute has been increased to 100 from the existing 50 seats, and 85 out of 100 seats will be reserved for Arunachal Pradesh ST students. The Chief Minister also said that an MOU has been signed between Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute Assam and the State Cancer Society of Arunachal Pradesh to investigate the rising cancer rates in the state. In Meghalaya, IIM Shillong marked its 18th Foundation Day yesterday with the unveiling of several new initiatives aimed at fostering community development, skill enhancement and educational empowerment in the northeastern region. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar graced the inauguration ceremony along with Ashish Kumar Chauhan, MD and CEO of the National Stock Exchange, Meghalaya Chief Secretary D.P. Walang, Director IIM Shillong D.P. Goyal, among others. The foundation ceremony witnessed unveiling of three major initiatives by the governor. Among the key initiatives launched were the Nurturing Minds School Adoption Initiative, which sees IIM Shillong partner with two schools in East Khasi Hills District with a goal to create a sustainable impact on the learning environment, empower students, support teachers, and strengthen community ties. In partnership with the Small Industries Development Bank of India, IIM Shillong also launched the Skill to Enterprise Model Program to provide training, mentoring and financial assistance to 30 businesses in the Northeast, fostering entrepreneurship and the growth of local ventures. And Arunachal Pradesh Home Minister Mama Natung yesterday inaugurated various projects undertaken by the Capital Police in Itanagar. The project includes a new police station at Chimpu in the city and a healing center named Annie's Home at the Women Police Station, Itanagar. Annie's Home is a healing center for trauma victims and it is the first of its kind in India. The center, Annie's Home, will provide refuge, protection and justice to victims of sexual abuse, domestic violence and other traumatic incidents. It signifies a compassionate, holistic approach to victim support, empowering survivors to rebuild their lives with dignity and hope. Itanagar Police also launched the official theme song Roshni of Arunachal Pradesh Police's comprehensive anti-drug initiative Operation Dawn. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.